Hey, welcome to Praying the Psalms, the daily podcast from Doxa Church in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church finds itself isolated from one another physically, we are reading, studying, and praying the Psalms together as a way to join ourselves together spiritually. We're trying to slow down, get a bigger picture of God, a clear picture of ourselves, but most of all, we are trying to join ourselves together around the throne of the one who's joined himself to us. So if you haven't already, pull out a Bible and spend some time in the Psalm for today, Psalm 148. Now, we're kind of in the last few chapters of Psalms. We're kind of nearing the end of our journey together as a church. And I just want to read this psalm over us today. This is what the psalmist says. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing praise the Lord. For he issued his command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever, and his decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones. The people of Israel who are close to him praise the Lord. This psalm is powerful. It's thunderous. It weighs down on us again and again, and it's just like the words come, and they come quickly, and they come fast. And I remember growing up, there was this water park near our house. It was called Splashdown, and it had like a lazy river. There was a bunch of different stuff, but at the kind of the top of the water park, like the pinnacle of the whole thing, there was this massive bucket. And I've been to kind of some of these water parks that have one of these buckets, but this one at Splashdown was massive. It was huge. I mean, it felt like when I was a kid, it felt like it could fit a couple cars in there or something. And it sat at the top of the water park, and what it would do is it would fill with water. And eventually, when it had enough water and it was kind of rocking back and forth, eventually it would begin to tip over. And everyone would run over there. All the kids would run to get underneath this waterfall as the bucket tipped. And it was massively powerful. A deluge of water would come cascading down, and it would just crash on whoever was standing underneath. And it was so powerful that it would actually often like rip things out of your hands if you were holding on to them. And every single time, at least one person who wasn't holding on would have their swimsuit completely ripped off. And I would stand underneath this waterfall when I was a kid, and time after time, just feeling the torrent of power and weight. And it didn't happen quickly. It like kept going and going, and it wouldn't let up. And just the weight of it bared down on you. And it pressed your body into the pavement. And it enveloped you in power and noise and weight. That is what this psalm feels like to me. It is a proclamation for all creation to praise the Lord, but it comes with a weight and a power, and it doesn't let up. It's hard to dissect something as powerful and thunderous as the psalm, right? It's something that we're meant less to pull out a pen and kind of study it and like, oh, I want, you know, what parts of creation is he talking about? It's something that instead we're meant to stand under as it bears down on us. Something we're meant to kind of put ourselves under as it just thunders down around us. And this is what Charles Spurgeon says about this psalm. He says, this song is one and it is indivisible. Like you can't dissect it out. He says it's almost impossible to expound it in detail, for a living poem is not to be dissected verse by verse, but it is a song of nature and of grace. As a flash of lightning flames through space, and enwraps both heaven and earth in one vestment of glory, so does the adoration of the Lord in this psalm light up all the universe and cause it to glow with a radiance of praise. The song begins in the heavens. It sweeps downward to dragons and all deeps, and then ascends again till the people near Jehovah take up the song themselves. For its exposition, the chief requisite is a heart on fire with reverent love to the Lord over all, who is blessed forever. We often come to the Bible with a number of questions. Who am I? Do I matter? What does my future look like? What path do I take? Do I go right or left? Do I take this job or this other one? Who do I vote for? Who do I marry? How do I take care of my kids? How do I discipline my kids? How can I weather the suffering and storm of life that I am walking through today? This psalm, it takes all those questions and it drowns them in a call for every corner of creation to praise the Lord. And it doesn't do this by one overarching statement, but it bears down on us like a torrent, like a cascading weight that grows stronger with each and every line. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all the angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon, all you shining stars. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, and like the power of the water that would strip you of everything you aren't holding on to with all your strength, this psalm is meant to strip away all other questions and all other distractions. It is meant to strip away all anxieties and all other loves and replace them with a single focus and goal. To stand in the midst of all creation and amidst the torrent of glory that cascades down from the Creator each and every day, but is also being reflected and giving back to the Creator by his creation, that we would join into that and we would give glory and praise and worship to God. The end of the book of Psalms, it's a call to praise the Lord, because this is what we were created for. We were made to be able to bear the weight of the glory of God as it thunders down on us, and we were made to be able to lift up our hands and our voices and our lives in response to what we feel and experience of him. What is your life about today? What are you doing? What are you trying to live for? What are the things that are filling your hands and mind, and what clings so closely to you? Whatever they are, would we hold them in open hands and let this psalm and the weight of its call to praise wash away everything else in your life, so that you would find yourself standing empty-handed and naked before your Creator, with nothing but praise on your lips to bring before him. Because while this psalm tells all creation to praise the Lord, the mountains and the stars, the wind and the skies, all the animals, kings and queens, while it tells all of creation to praise the Lord, it tells you to praise the Lord. Because while God sees all the rest of creation, and all of creation is meant to sing their song back to him, his eyes and his ears are most fixed on you, because you are the one that he has come near to. And today, he delights to hear the sound of your voice. Let's pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, holy be your name. God, we want our lives to be lived in complete praise for who you are. We want to have that song on our lips, God. We want that to be the single focus and goal of our lives, that just as everything is stripped away, we would just say, oh, Father, we love you. We give praise to you. You've made us strong through salvation. You've come near to us. You've given us grace. You've created everything with your words. You are powerful and mighty and majestic and glorious. We praise you today. God, let that praise not just be something we do in the morning or at night, but let it be the very thing that we are singing and the very thing we are declaring and the very thing we are doing with our lives the whole rest of the day. And not just the rest of the day, but God, change us so that this would be something that defines all of our lives. We love you. In your name.